7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesday it is. Things are going on pretty much the usual with the lovely and talented Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, and her deals for us in about a half hour. You will highlight what sorts of deals. Is that correct English? What sort of deals or what sorts of deals?
Sort of.
Sort.
Yes,
sort
yes,
of deals.
Singular,
so
yes.
Sort out the deals for us, will you please?
We've got a free Domino's pizza for you and free cat food for you. Wonder if that's like related at all. We have Home Depot coupons and free country music downloads. We'll tell you
Jennifer
how to do it.
Like that.
My favorite.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jen, in the television report, what sort of exciting tidbits do we have in the world of the video?
The video star?
The video. What is that? What is that song?
Radio
star. What is it?
Radio killed the radio star. I like to sing it the other way around because
sure
I'm a
do.
Rebel.
Yes.
Big news at Fox. They're going to tell
big
you
news.
That. Some big cuts and some big renewals over at the Fox Network. Plus a little Glee news. Lindsay Lohan may be involved. May or may not allegedly be involved
Glee?
With Glee news. Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All right. We're also in this hour going to meet Jana Robinson, who is a technical decorator. If you want to know what that's all about, if you're a... This is the latest craze, apparently, in home decorating. Techorating. Have you heard about
that?
Well,
you've got to have the right gadgets. You know,
you
I had someone come over to my house the other day and say, your house is really cute, but you know what? You need a bigger TV in this room.
Really?
Yes.
More technology.
And I already have a 42-inch of it. Yeah. Apparently, I need a 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So I think we'll pursue that with Ms. Robinson in a moment here on Good Day. It's 9 past the hour.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Richie, by the way, is off today. You know, Sean has had two accidents in 2 days. He chopped off the end of his finger with a Swiss Army knife when he was trying. He climbed up a tree to carve his initials in the tree.
Whoopsie, yeah.
And so he had to go to the hospital for that on Sunday. And then yesterday, something else happened, and he ended up in the ER last night.
I'm not sure what it was, but he was back in the ER again last night.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
So, Rich is making sure
boys,
that things
are... Rich's Facebook post was, I can't believe this. That was it.
Right, that's it. All right, so we have Jennifer and Roberta and I focusing on your home, the various rooms in your home. Spring has sprung, and the grass is riz, and I wonder where my makeover is. How's that? Pretty good. I'm pretty poetic. Is that
oh
very good?
Goodness.
Right.
Where's
your
day job?
Where this is my day job, but thank you, Roberta. So, what about this? Is something my sister, God love her, and Tony, God love her, the two of them used to come in here, and they had this vision of how they wanted the house to look, and I collect things. There are things piled here and there, and that has to do with certain idiosyncratic problems that I have. At least that's what I'm told by people who see stuff piled everywhere. But anyway, they used to go around, and Nancy to a point still does, and Tony did until she went to California. We all have a touch. I think whether we live alone or we're married, we have families, we have an image that we create, and then somebody may come in and say, well, how about this or how about that?
Yeah, decorating is highly personal.
Right. So, Jana Robinson has created something called Techerating, and she's here to help us understand this new home design idea. Jenna, nice to have you on. Good day. Say hi to Roberta and to Jennifer.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi.
Now,
great.
I don't want to be the person who sounds like I know what I'm talking about, because
I bet you know more than you think you do.
Well, I have my own preferences, and I kind of object to it. You've heard me in a sweet way say, my sister had very good taste, or has good taste, Tony had good taste, and so they'd come in and they'd, you know, fiddle around with the either some paint or the way the room was set up and that kind of stuff. But what you're espousing is much more involved than that, it would appear.
That is true.
So what is it that you do?
Well, I'm a techerator, and it's a phrase that LG coined. And techerator is the blending of modern technology with the art of decorating to create a unique, functional, and stylish environment.
All right, so that's a lot of words. What does that boil down to?
It's true. It's really the blending or the meshing of technology with interior design, and that really is true. I mean, so much of what we put in our homes today is all about technology, and I think it's important to know how to properly blend technology seamlessly into our home environment.
All right. So is this about using technology like CGI to create something on a board, a storyboard, and then try to make it happen? Or is this using the technology tools that are around to enhance one's abode?
Definitely using technology and having it blend into one's abode.
Yeah, because, see, I get it. Because when you have a lot of technology products in your home, it can look hokey. Like, let me use this example for you, Gemma. Maybe you can give me a little advice. My dad is a TV junkie and, in fact, has a TV in every single room of his house, including the bathrooms, including the dining room, including the kitchen. I mean, every room of his house.
It's fabulous,
except for the fact that when you're having a nice, you know, and you want to have a pretty elegant, I'm trying to cook Easter dinner over at his house, you've got this kind of hokey TV sticking out of the wall. So how can he get his TV fixed without making his house look kind of cheap?
Well, you really want... I mean, I think first and foremost, you do not want to have your technology overpowering your space. You really want it to seamlessly integrate into your space. And I'm a big fan of mounting your TV. I mean, a lot of people still put their TV on stands, and I love to see a TV mounted. And there's some great ways of being able to do that. There's flush mounts, there's, you know, articulating mounts, there's full motion mounts. I mean, there's a lot of great options today. And I think that it's really important to decide how your space is going to function. You know, is the focal point of the room the television? Is the TV's, or I should say, is the room's primary purpose to function as a TV room? Is it a sitting room?
And then,
of course, your seating is going to play a big part in that.
Is it gross to put the TV over the fireplace?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. So you're okay with mounting it above the fireplace? Okay, because I do that, and I think it looks okay. I actually think it looks cleaner. What about in the kitchen? Now, there's a lot of products out there, too, that I found that actually you can put pictures in, so when you're not using the TV, you can have it look like a gigantic photo frame.
Yes, you can do that. There's a lot of different ways to accomplish that, and that's nice, too.
See, this is perfect for you, Doug, because you can put pictures of your cows up while your TV's not on.
Well, a lot of the new TVs, especially the smart TVs, has SD card slots. So it's great. You can pick a family photo or a landscape or whatever you want it to be.
All right. So now how do you play into this? Do you have websites that you send people to, things that you're running yourself? You're sort of a coach. I know that the dad bloggers, we've had some of these people on our program, have gone into a sort of a decorating battle. What's happened with that?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a head-to-head design competition between two dad bloggers, as you said, Michael Sheehan of High Tech Dads and Jim Lin of BusyDadBlog.com. And I helped coach them both on decorating their room. And what's great is you can go to facebook.com/LGUSA and vote for your favorite blogger. And whoever wins a great trip to meet Stuart Scott of ESPN. And every person that votes gets automatically placed into the sweepstake competition so they could win, you know, special prizes. And LG's picking one winner a week during the month of April.
Why would they go to Stuart Scott have Technorating in his home? Is that why they would go visit with him versus anybody like Dan Patrick?
No, Stuart Scott's a lot of fun, and he fits the demographic. And overall, he has a nice little fun flair in terms of his commentary.
Really? All right. So this sort of thing is, I'm trying to be tactful about this. Men, and this sounds very sexist as well, there are some, I think, who think that men don't care about these things, but those are the same people who think that men can't be sensitive. The general application of an all-encompassing definition, oh, men aren't interested in this, is foolish. Because I could see where there would be some men, and maybe they are single parents or whatever, maybe they just want to kind of be with it. I think we have in our country a division that is unnecessary. Do you know what I mean, Jenna?
I do. But I think that, you know, the great thing about this program is it's called the sport of tech-orating.
Mm-hmm.
So, tech-orating in essence is a sport. And I think men are just, you know, look, there's a lot of metrosexual men out there. And, you know, the way that their home looks is very important to them.
Yeah.
So I think tech-orating plays a part into everybody's lives, men
and by
or women.
Making it a competition, you're just feeding the flames of that male ego thing. So that's very, very smart.
Excuse me, what is that? All right, so who thinks I fit into the metrosexual world?
Well, you are metrosexual, but you're not, because you take showers in your swimming pool and you wear corduroy. So I can't give you a full metro card.
Have to change everything, yeah?
Isn't there a little bit of a metrosexual in all men?
Yes.
It may be hiding. It's more proficient in some than others.
Well, some
it does
people
have a little of the qualities, but yeah, the whole corduroy thing, it blows it out of the park, I think.
There's a side to men that doesn't want to admit. I think some men, I make it a general statement, some men just don't want to admit that they know about these sorts of things because they think it's effeminate, which is foolish.
Yeah, but it is foolish. But you know what? Here's the thing. Men don't want to look at a giant... I mean, think about how TVs were years ago. They were extremely thick.
Yeah.
Well, think about TVs today. They're nearly frameless.
Yeah. Right, they are, yeah.
And it's pretty amazing when you can watch a nearly frameless TV that's sleek, looks great in your space, and you have the same high quality in both 2D and 3D.
Yeah. Very interesting.
And be able to see it from a wide range of viewing angles.
Give us that Facebook page again, Jana.
It's facebook.com/ LGUSA. Go and vote.
Thank you, Jana. Jana Robinson here on Good Day. Ladies, summer is approaching. If you're looking to lose an extra 10, 15, 20 pounds before you fit into your bathing suit, the search is over. Product that I've been talking about for the past couple of months, TH-121, Terrific Health 121, contains natural ingredients that are shown to reduce those unwanted cravings while enhancing fat burning in your body at the same time. TH-121 has helped a lot of people lose a lot of weight. And the good thing about TH-121 is it keeps the weight off. Here's what you do. You'll get a free 30-day supply of TH-121 when you order a month at the regular price when you dial 800-525-2710. Lose the weight. You will love the results. 800-525-2710. You get some free product as well. It's a TH-121, 800-525-2710.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply. A $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From last night's The Voice, James Mazzoni. Anybody watching this? Jennifer, Roberta?
I have been watching this.
Really? What do you think of this performance, this young fella?
I actually really like this. Mm-hmm. Listen to how controlled he is. Just very smooth, very quiet.
How old would you say he is?
Young, 20s.
Early 20s?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Blake and CeeLo loved the performance, but Christina thought it...
It's different than Christina's style. Christina likes that big, whammo, out-there performance, but this is just...
Which team is he on? Who's his coach?
Gosh, I can't remember.
Anybody remember? CeeLo? Okay, CeeLo is the coach.
So then I guess all that matters is CeeLo likes it.
Right. Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. He's an old-fashioned teen throb. Really? Ah, very interesting. All right, got it. Okay, so here is Ellen DeGeneres on her program talking to CeeLo Green about why he has a cat on his lap.
Love CeeLo.
During the show.
What gave you the idea of having a cat on your lap in the first place? Because that's why I started playing it, because I couldn't believe... You're just doing an interview with a cat on your lap.
Well, I mean, of course it was. It was just me being funny. I actually had the idea for the first season, and there was still a bit of uncertainty of what the show would become. And, of course, stating the obvious, it's become quite a success. And then they came back to me second season. I was like, yo, you had an idea about bringing your cat on. And I was like, yeah, I was just about to ask you, could I still do it? Mm-hmm. And there you have it. And so it's just all about just being fun. And I'm an animal lover, too.
Yeah, well, that's good. I love that you're an animal lover, and I love that the cat is so calm. It seems to, because I always look at something like that going, does that cat really want to be there? And the cat seems to really enjoy it.
She enjoys me.
Yeah. Who doesn't enjoy you? We all enjoy you, CeeLo.
All right, so apparently this kid, Mazzoni, is from, Medford, Massachusetts. We say
Medford.
And his family runs an auto body shop, and that's where he was working. Prior to getting involved in The Voice.
Is he even 20 yet?
He knows how to work the crowd. And I think he's in that vicinity.
Yeah.
Around that vicinity. Anyway, that's a good story. I like that story. Let's see. We have Juliet Sims, who's here performing Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Don't like it already.
You don't have to put on the red light.
I like her voice, though.
Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night.
I don't know, Dougie. I'm going to respectfully disagree.
All right. I have a watcher here who suggests that she was very popular last night and this worked well. So Maybe it's all about taste and things that you like or don't like. I just don't like this gravelly sounding that. That's what I don't like. But, you know, I'm not necessarily the full audience. Just have my opinion. I just don't like this at all. Adam and CeeLo fought about her. I don't think they actually fought about her, but they both thought she had an excellent performance, apparently. I hear next is Matthew. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Boy, I'm in love with you.
Is this a woman? It's a woman, huh?
This ain't the honeymoon.
So another Adele sounding like.
That's the thing. That's what I don't love, are these kind of things where it doesn't seem authentic.
Right in the thick love, and it's time to get thick love.
Apparently she's in a medical family. From a family
of doctors. This is about the best I've heard her sound, actually.
Right. I do think
you can understand.
There is this attempt to sound like
Adele, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, right. Still sounds okay. The judges liked her performance, apparently, last night. Yeah. All right, let's see if we can get one more sampling in here. Tony Vincent singing Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
I like this
song.
Guy.
Yeah.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while you sleep.
Tony was on the Mickey Mouse Club with Christina, by the way.
Was she apparently a Broadway performer as well?
Former Broadway star.
Yeah.
And Mickey Mouse lover.
That's an interesting combination, isn't it? Mickey Mouse clubber and Broadway performer. Hi, so some of the samplings from The Voice here on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
I'm Lou Donnie Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A good combination of things, right? 33 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, has her report for the day. Jennifer and the television report as well. Before we get to that, spring, as we know, is upon us. Mm. We're into April. We are going to have temperatures in the 80s, apparently, here in the Northeast again next week, starting this weekend and into next week.
Yes.
Things are a little dry. We need a little rain. But the... I was talking earlier about getting into a bathing suit, losing weight, all that good stuff, because we have this wonderful feeling about us in the springtime.
What kind of bathing suit do you wear?
I have kind of like the boxer shorts that I have on.
If I wear
them when I go into the pool, as you know, I don't wear anything.
Because when you know you're showering, I understand.
Yeah, at the beach, though, At the beach, I wear these.
He was a corduroy one, Jen.
No,
corduroy bathing suit
with cow print.
I wonder if there is such a thing as a corduroy bathing suit.
I don't know how well that would dry, but we could try it.
Yeah. Anyway, I have come across some information about what's in the water where we swim. Those of you who love to go to the beach, whether you've been to the beach in Florida, hard to go swimming and enjoy it in California because the water's too cold.
Cold and kind of grubby.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Well, speaking to that, Jennifer, the National Oceanographic and whatever, what do they call it? National Oceanographic, whatever that group is that studies the oceans, has come up with a rather controversial study which highlights the trash that's in the ocean and on the beaches. So, if you're going to have fun at the beach, I guess you better understand how to maneuver around the garbage. The plastic bottles, the bags, mm-hmm. the cups, the plates, the straws.
Hypodermic needles.
The needles, yeah. The wrappers, the caps, the cigarettes, the can. It's just a mess. So I found something that shocked me. And I'm going to, through a 2020 news quiz question, NOAA, it's National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration, got that, thank you. The way that things are
I guess the amounts of trash is astounding on the beaches around our country and around the world. So of all of the things that I just enumerated, which element are basically equal? There are two things that are found on the beaches that are equal in terms of hazards. What are they? 800-510-8255. In other words, among the trash that litters the beaches of the world, what are the two most prominent things that are found in the trash pile?
Hmm, okay.
I went through all of them. I'll go through them again.
So the two items that make up the most
of all of the debris that I went through, the plastic bottles, the bags, the plastic foodware, cigarettes, aluminum cans, just all of this garbage, wrappers, lids. The beaches are a mess. And of those things, which are the two most prominent problems on beaches around our country and around the world? 800-510-8255. And by mentioning this, maybe I make you think a little bit before you, and we, you know, some of us are conscious about it, some of us are not, but maybe you'll think a little bit more about it when you hear. I mean, you've all walked on this stuff. I remember as a kid cutting my foot on the bottle cap, because, you know, now we have plastic bottles, we have the plastic caps. When I was a kid, it was bottles, glass bottles, and and you still have that. You know, you can get Coke bottles and things, beer bottles that have the plastic. They're not plastic, they're metal caps. I remember cutting my toe on one of those that was in the sand as a kid. So the beaches are a mess. And what is the most prominent litter? 800-510-8255, 2020 News Quiz, or I suppose it's Info Quiz, the news. It's 22 before the hour. You got a couple of minutes to call us at 800-510-8255. Well, we get our deals from the Queen of Cheap today. What sort of deals do you have up your sleeve, or do you have a sleeveless shirt
She's
on?
She's the Queen of Cheap.
Which is it, Roberta?
I've got a short-sleeve shirt on.
Short-sleeve shirt.
So we've got short deals.
Okay.
I know you like those kinds. No,
to
joking.
The point, yes.
To the point.
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking to lose weight, which everybody is right now before bathing suit season, we have a free e-cookbook for you, Weight Watchers, Soups, Stews, and Chilies as part of the Points Plus program. So we have all these recipes for you, and they're free, which is great. And if you're not trying to lose weight, Domino's Pizza. We have a free artisan pizza offer for you every day for the next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They're giving away your free pizzas, and we tell you how to get them at the DougStephan.com website. Petco, here's a free natural balanced cat food pouch for you. Or you could eat it yourself if you like cat food. Some people do. Home Depot, $10 off of a $100 discount coupon for you. We've got it all for you at DougStephan.com. We've got a download just for you, Jennifer. Free songs from this year's hot American Country Music Awards nominees. So we got songs from Scotty McCreery and Chris Young and Love and Theft and Hunter Hayes, Montgomery Gentry, some great songs, and they're all free downloads. And a free, here's another great one for we ladies, free full-size Origin cleanser. This is happening on April 22nd, so it's a heads up. And what it is you bring in any of your current skincare bottles, and they will trade it for you at any Origin store for the free full-size Origins cleanser. I've already printed out my form to do that, so you can print it out and just kind of stick it up on your bulletin boards to remember to do this on April 22nd, which is Earth Day. And you'll find all of these great deals at the Doug Stephan website, the Queen of Cheap section. Another great deal is one from Vitacost.com, because you know the toughest job of being the CEO of your own home, and nobody does that job better than a mom. So Vitacost has this new approach, Doug, called Mominomics. It's a new approach to shopping. They've got your better household essentials, your health and beauty products, your vitamin supplements, even natural and organic foods, and all at up to 50% off. Plus, orders over $49 get shipped to your door absolutely free. That's Mominomics with a capital M. Take your shopping list to Vitacost.com. Doug, take the cost out of healthy living.
Domino's, do they really, what's the quality of their pizza? Really and truly. I mean, if you,
you know,
were to
it's
take
better
the
than it used
chain,
to be.
Yeah,
do you
it
remember?
Is.
Do you
it
remember they like, went through the big redo and they changed yeah. their sauce and their crust and their everything?
And their cheese, too.
Yeah, and I actually had Domino's, like, oh, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago. It wasn't bad. It was okay.
Really? But how does it stack up with Papa John's and what are some of the other national
Pizza Hut's a big
chain?
One.
Pizza Hut's garbage.
I think they're a little better than Pizza Hut.
Is that a little too caustic?
I know. But do you like it?
I like the local. There's a little place in Framingham called Famous Pizza. It's run by a bunch of Greek guys. And the Greeks were much better at pizza than the Italians are. Sorry, Roberta.
Because what?
The Greeks are better at pizza than Italians are. Yes,
no.
They are, too.
Sorry,
yes.
No.
Yeah. Well, yes. 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 Anyway. See, you can never engage in an argument with Roberta because she's always right.
I am always right.
There's no arguing with her. No arguing. 800-510-8255.
Just admit that and we'll all get along.
Okay. So let's go back to the debris that's on the beaches around the country. See if we can figure out which is the most prominent of all the debris. And with that, what do we do about it? All right. So, Bradley, what do you think the items are?
Yeah, good morning to everybody there.
Hi.
I'm gonna say cigarette butts and plastic cups.
You're right on. It's exactly
good
right.
Good job.
Plastic bottles.
And plastic
between
cups.
Cigarette butts and plastic bottles, 70% of the trash, those two items. Cigarette butts. And even today, with fewer people smoking, I don't even begin to understand how people can walk along the beach and seem to enjoy it and be smoking. I don't get that.
Here's the deal. They're not. They're out there kind of partying it up, sitting there maybe with a little drink in their hand, and they're smoking and talking. And
you think that's what it is?
Yeah, and people that are even not smokers would probably go and smoke because people are smokers when they drink.
All right, but what about the lack of consciousness that would be prevalent? Somebody who has a, let's say you're drinking a bottle of apple cider or whatever maybe you've got, and you're done with it, so you just leave it on the beach?
It's gross, I know.
How do you do that? How are you that short of any consciousness to do that? I don't get that at all. But anyway,
they
you're right.
I wonder what their houses look like, right? Because they keep they don't keep the
trash everywhere.
Thing around them clean. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too lazy to walk over to the nearest trash can or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It just seems kind of day class A. If you will. All right, Bradley, hold on just a second. Thank you. 800-510-8255 connects with us. Doug at DougStefan.com connects. Also, you can find us, follow us on Facebook / Doug Stefan. No, what do we do? / Good Day Show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Twitter at Good Day Show.
Good Day Show, yep.
Age spots, brown spots, and heaven forbid liver spots. What's a liver spot?
A brown spot.
Where is
they
it like
they just call
you
them
show
liver
up?
Spots on your hands.
You get them when you're older because your liver doesn't process pigmentation as well, so you get brown spots.
Are you being facetious or is
no,
that
no, I'm correct? Not. I'm being absolutely
correct. She's right. That's true.
Yep.
Okay.
Being
so
accurate.
If you have, well, I mean, I take your word for it because I have nobody to challenge that.
Hey, and I backed her up. So
hey, there you go.
Yeah, there's a duo for you. Age spots, brown spots, liver spots. Those ugly spots can be a constant source of embarrassment. All those greasy cover-ups that you use. You know what that? Chamonix has now introduced Brilliance with three, count them, 1, 2, 3, breakthrough ingredients that are proven to lighten age spots, liver spots, and overall pigmentation problems. Brilliance is the product. It will brighten your skin and beautify your skin tones, thus the term Brilliance. You can call now, 800-525-4988, and you'll receive an absolutely free bottle of Brilliance. I want you to try it for yourself and then figure out at the end of the day you're finished with the embarrassing brown age spots on your face, your neck, and your hands. Why is this different? You got to try it to figure it out. Believe me, I think you'll find the fast fix is the best fix, and you'll look like never before. Call now for a limited time, risk-free offer, 800-525-4988. Don't you love the way I'm preparing all of you for summertime and looking better?
Getting us pretty.
Get rid of those age spots, the brown spots, lose the weight. Wow. I'm a real American
hero. You're a helper.
I am a helper. The number again for Brilliance is 800-525-4988. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it through the special radio offer. Brilliance again. Get rid of all the spots. 800-525-4988.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. All right, it's 12 and a half for the hour. Jennifer Horn is here. What has happened to the television theme? I can't seem to...
I don't know.
Whenever I bring Jennifer in, how come the people who are there are not pushing that button?
This would never happen to the Queen of Cheap, Michael.
Rosie O'Donnell and Dan Aykroyd are together.
Really? You're scooping me. I didn't pull that story.
In an upcoming episode of Fran Drescher's Happily Divorced.
Yeah. Have you seen that show?
No.
Okay, I'm kind of a fan.
You are.
I love all those sitcoms that TV Land is doing because they're kind of like the old-fashioned sitcoms. They're not; they don't have that new.
They're actually funny. You mean the old-fashioned sitcoms that were
very
funny?
Yeah, Fran's married to, and it's based on her life. She's married to a gay guy, and so they get divorced but decide to keep living together. And she has a lot of guest stars on the show.
Was he gay when she married him, or
he didn't come out until after 25 years of marriage, or 20 years, some huge number of marriage.
Really, that happens a lot, by the way, in the real world.
It does happen to a friend of my mom's.
Yeah.
Because you found out the hard way.
Yeah, I know. I remember a friend of mine that I actually dated when I was in college. Married a guy, and people say when I tell the story, well, why didn't she know he was a hairdresser?
That's not always the case, although most of the time.
But you know what I mean. The reaction that we all just had, chuckle, ha, ha. Yeah. Anyway,
it's sad.
Sad. It was. They had two children together.
Oh.
She came home one day and found him in bed with this guy, and it just broke her heart.
That happened to my mom.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what happens when you're a homosexual, Roberta.
Yeah. I went to prom with a guy who turned out to be gay, and that so started my great romantic history.
Really?
Okay, but TV news.
Yes, Jennifer, please.
The Fox Network made a big announcement. So if you're fans of New Girl, Raising Hope, and Glee, congratulations. All three of those shows are coming back.
Was there ever a question about Glee?
Yeah, actually there was, because the ratings have been down this year.
Really?
So it was not necessarily in big trouble, but there was a question for a while, has it lost its glamour? Now, what they're trying to do to get some of the shiny gleam back to Glee is they're trying to bring in Lindsay Lohan, because she's out of trouble and looking to restart her career. And so they want her to come on the show as herself, acting as a celebrity judge at the Nationals. Other judges have been Olivia Newton-John and Josh Groban. They've all done that before. Now, Lindsay Lohan, what would make this interesting is they actually made fun of her on the show a few times. They had a character making fun of her. So this will be her coming back and getting her chance. Now, we've been talking about Britney Spears possibly joining the X Factor, but my sources, and they are good ones, are telling me that Rihanna is very, very close to signing on to become
a
judge.
So Brittany is playing hard to get, and she loses if she plays too hard to get.
Possibly.
All right, good news. There we go. Jennifer with the television tidbits at 51 after on Good Day.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and I bring in our new friend Steve Penner, who's the author of The Truth About Dating Revealed, How to Realize and Raise Your Dating Quotient. He's not a professional dater, but he's a professional dating coach. And as such, he's been a matchmaker for lots of people. So there's a term that I want to talk about, dating quotient. And what that means, what is, how do we figure out, is this a, like, how many people should you date?
No, no, good morning.
Good morning.
No, the dating quotient is basically how marketable somebody is in the singles world. And it's just, a lot of people just don't know, you know, what their dating quotient is. That is, and it's a fact of who they are and what they're looking for, whether it's a good match or not. And a lot of people are single and will always be single because their dating quotient is so low.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's try. I'm a single.
Don't clap for yourself over that.
I'm not clapping because my dating quotient is low. I'm clapping for singleness, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Doug likes it. Doug likes the singleness.
Well, a lot of people do, but a lot of people, you know, want to meet somebody, and that's why online dating sites are thriving.
I'm a big talker, but deep down, we all sort of, I think, want to meet somebody. Yeah, maybe that's an over-exaggeration or oversimplification, but I think most people want to be coupled. The problem is that we get into these boxes of we're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that and the expectation, and it doesn't take into account the individuality.
Yeah, one of the things I do as a dating coach is help people understand how marketable they are, because a lot of people just don't know it. For example, and what is marketable for a man is different than what is marketable for a woman. So the older a man gets, the higher his dating quotient goes, okay? The taller a man gets, the higher his dating quotient is. The more educated a man is, the higher his dating quotient is.
There's three for me. Out of those three,
okay.
I got two.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm sure you have a very good dating quotient. But on the other hand,
no.
If you only wanted to meet women in their 20s, then your dating quotient would drop considerably, because who you are and what you're looking for would not be a good match. And that's where a lot of people fall off, because they're trying to shoot out of their league, and they don't understand. And one of the things I really do, and people can contact me at my website, yourprofiledoctor.com, is I consult with people and help them understand, in a brief interview, I can help them understand what their dating quotient is. It's kind of like, you know, if you walk into a real estate agency and you say, I want to look at a, you know, $3 million home overlooking the ocean.
Right.
They'll say, that's fine.
A payment of $1,000 a month. Not
If they say you only make $1,000 a month, they're going to say, we have this nice little bungalow we want to show you.
I think, Steve, what I hear you say is that people are unrealistic. I also think, and I found this out because I've been single for a long time. I've had some great relationships, but I've also used on occasion a couple of these sites. And I find, they're dangerous for me because, doing what I do for a living, I don't want people to know what I'm doing necessarily.
Sure.
But I have found also that the people on the other end are not always very truthful. They'll present themselves as a certain age. Or have a certain...
Or having a certain amount of hair.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I help people with as a profile doctor. I help people identify things, little tip-offs, where you can see why that a person is lying.
All right, so what are some of the obvious tip-offs? What are the most frequently...
Well, when they post a picture that's not a recent picture.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
When they post a picture that is, you know, obviously 5 years old or a little blurry, a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
If a woman posts a picture and it's only a headshot, she's probably hiding the fact that you know, below her head, she's very heavy, even though she might have a pretty face.
Right.
You can, and some websites do use what's called Rely ID, where they check out that someone isn't married, and they do a whole background check.
See, that's
some
a whole
dating,
thing, too.
Some dating sites don't use that.
Yeah, unless you're going to, what's that site that Ashley Madison, that hooks up
people. Yeah, right, you're supposed to be married. I actually wrote a whole article about them.
Good or bad?
They got a lot of attention. Right.
Was it good or bad, your review of them?
Oh, bad. No,
bad.
Terrible. And yet they're doing
very well.
You know, I used to own something called a dating service, Lunch Date. Somebody once suggested that I should start something called Side Dish for married people.
Very good idea.
If I had started it, I'd be a multi-billionaire.
Probably. Steve Penner, go to his website, yourprofiledoctor.com. Thank you, Steve. Nice to have a visit with you again. 59 After on Good Day.